Rex Latford here with another day page. It's time to open up the Boulder Weekly, which I have in my hands. It's the January 1st, 2014 edition. As I'm speaking, it is not January 1st, 2014, however. So there's a little bit of an issue there. However, the Boulder Weekly is my source, my personal source, for This Modern World by Tom Tomorrow, which in this edition is on page 7. And it's the year-end edition, and since it's radio, you can't see it. So I'm going to read it to you. It's the 2013, a highly subjective and woefully inadequate look back at the year in crazy, part the first. So let's hope that there's another part. Well, that's panel 1. Let's move on to panel 2. January 7th, newly elected Senator Ted Cruz immediately threatens a government shutdown. Shows an image of Ted Cruz saying, in literature, this is what's known as foreshadowing. In the third panel, we have January 17th, Whole Foods CEO John Mackey compares Obamacare to fascism. And he's saying, you know who else supported market-based healthcare reform? Then standing behind him in the produce aisle is Adolf Hitler saying, who? Because it certainly wasn't Adolf Hitler. Ah, those Republicans, they need to study history. So in the fourth panel, we have January 19th. 5 people are accidentally shot at gun shows on Gun Appreciation Day. And there's the penguin with the red ski glasses saying, and the jokes just keep writing themselves. No further comment needed there. In panel number 5, we have January 25th. John Kikirikou is sent to prison for exposing torture at Guantanamo. That, of course, is unlike any of the torturers at Guantanamo, none of whom are in jail. So definitely the year of whistleblower irony. That's what we do in the United States, is we break our own laws, and then the people that complain about that are put in prison. That is the awesome thing about living in the United States in 2013. In panel number 6, we have February. The ACLU challenges government's contention that the thoughts and experiences of Gitmo detainees are classified and subject to censorship, and it shows an Agent Smith type saying, our torture techniques are state secrets. But as we've learned from Edward Snowden, apparently the United States government doesn't want us to have thoughts and experiences. And if we do have thoughts and experiences, they want to record them in real time, so they've got copies of them. It could be used against us at some point in the future. How lovely. In panel number 7, we have February 26th. The Supreme Court says activists can't sue to find out if the government is spying on them without proof that the government is spying on them. And it shows one of the justices saying, so I guess that's the last we'll hear about that. And we continue on here. I'm reading This Modern World from the January 1st. 2014 edition of Boulder Weekly. And here's panel 8. March 1st, lawmakers fail to reach budget deal, triggering sequestration. And Obama is saying, I thought Republicans could behave like rational adults. And shows John Boehner saying, isn't that adorable? But you know, I don't think John Boehner would ever say, isn't that adorable? It's just my opinion. Well, well, well. We're up to panel number 9. April 18th, grandstanding Republican senators demand Boston bombing suspect be tried as an enemy combatant. Ay. And it shows some old, looks like maybe a, possibly a judge saying, obviously the Constitution doesn't apply to really bad guys. That isn't that kind of what they've been saying in the federal government for a while now? Is that the only people who have rights are the people that haven't been charged with a crime, because people that have been charged with a crime, well, they're bad guys, so they don't have any rights. I don't know what kind of drugs they're taking, but they're a lot better than the drugs that I'm taking, I can tell you that for sure. Well, here we are on panel 10. April. academic paper providing justification for austerity measures worldwide turns out to have been based on a spreadsheet error. Shows two bureaucrats saying, oh well. April 29th, retired Justice O'Connor says Bush versus Gore was probably a mistake. Oh well. June 5th, the first Snowden leaks are published. I thought it was June 6th. Obama is saying, and I can't wait to have an open public conversation about these perfectly legal activities, just as soon as we nail that leaker. Yes, Obama has been so open and willing to discuss the whole spying thing. It's like, well, the spying will continue, but if there's something I can do to make you feel more comfortable about it, well, then we'll do that. But next panel, June 25th, Supreme Court guts the Voting Rights Act. Shows the Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia saying, in my very serious legal analysis, it was just another racial entitlement. Well, who wants fair elections? Fair elections are terrorist activities. July 3rd, Bolivian presidential plane forced to land by U.S. allies due to suspicion that Edward Snowden might be aboard. President Obama is saying, because that's totally how international law works. Maybe not. And we got two more panels to go. July 13th, George Zimmerman is found not guilty. George is saying, like the Second Amendment says, the right to stalk and kill unarmed black teens shall not be infringed. Well, you know, that's just Tom Tomorrow. And the final panel, July 18th, Rick Perry signs restrictive Texas abortion law, noting, the louder they scream, the more we know we're getting something done. And it says at the very bottom, next week, more crazy. So I guess there will be another This Modern World, still looking back at 2013, and maybe I'll get the chance to read it to you. You're on Freeform Radio, Radio InfoWeb at radio.infoweb.net. That's it for this Day Page. You can find the other Day Pages at daypage.net, and it's heard on the Liberty Radio Network. Join me again next time for another turn of the Day Page.